Today's daf is daf Samach Zayin, Masechet Sanhedrin, 7th Perek, Arba Mitot, coming close to the end now. We're up at the Halakha Mishnah, right at the top of the daf. So the next case that we need to expound upon, the details that had been mentioned at the beginning of the Perek, as the Mechuyavei Skila, was a Mesit. We know there's a difference between a Mesit and Mediach. We need to see precisely what those differences are. But a Mesit is by definition someone who deals with individuals as opposed to a city, which is called a Mediach. We also use the word Mediach in cases where the one who is Mesit is a respected prophet, and therefore it's not just an individual who's going around being Mesit. But we'll see. There's actually a machloket about all these issues. And so we're going to first discuss the Mesit, and in the continuation of this Mishnah, which is the Mishnah later right here on the same daf, we'll talk about the Mediach. The Mesit therefore refers to a hedyot. So the one who's chayev skila, so it's mashma from here, that if he were not a hedyot, meaning if he were not a regular person, but he was indeed a navi, so then he would not be chayev skila. He would rather have dinim of the navi, and like the navi sheker and so on. When that's a different mitah, he would be chayev chenek instead of skila. That's a machloket later. But the mash, again, the simple mashmot of the Mishnah, it's important to remember this because we're going to be dealing with alternative explanations. The simple meaning of the Mishnah is that only a non-Navi, only a hedyot, would be included under the chiyuv skila of a mesit. And not only is the subject the hedyot, but so too is the object of the hasata, a hedyot. So it's a hedyot, a mesit, it's a hedyot. But if it's mesit, now in this case it doesn't mean mesit et hedyot non-navi. It means an individual. So there's no difference between who the object of the hasata is in terms of his own personal stature, because there's no makar for such a thing anywhere in the Torah. The only difference that we know in the Torah is the difference between a city, which is called an ira nidachat, where the chiyev is not a skila on them, and we know there's an afkamina between the one who is mediach them, the one who is mesit a hedyot. We could notice the difference, by the way, in the language, that the mesit is someone who basically is like a seducer. He's what would be a good word for when somebody turns someone against to subvert to, so it's sort of a personal acting upon his inner emotion. You know, we'll see that indeed he has to make it attractive to them and so on. So it's a type of subverting his loyalties. Whereas a mediach means simply to push to the side, or so to give opportunities. Well, there we view that what's happening when you're dealing with a rabim is a different psychological mechanism, not called hasata, but rather called hadakha, which is giving vent to a mob psychology. And it's a very profound insight in terms of how one deals and how dictatorships work, or these types of charismatic leaders, that there's different ways of dealing when you're talking to an individual. The Torah is very mocked, but so is the Gemara, very mocked, but to use two different languages, including if the one who is doing the hasata is indeed not a hedyot, but is someone of stature, a navi, it's also viewed as not being something which has to do with subversion or subjection, but rather giving vent to them, allowing you your passions. So the mesit is by definition a non-navi who is mesit, an individual. So he says, for instance, Yesh Yirah b'makom ploni, you know, there's a God in such and such a place. We spoke about this earlier, why the Pasuk would mention the Krovim and Rechokim, and we said, you know, the only reason that the Torah mentions the difference between the ones nearby and the ones far away is because the ones nearby, you already know, is a bunch of garbage. So it's telling you, believe me, whatever you hear, all of these rumors and all of these internet sites, it's no different than what you've seen locally. It's all the same garbage. So here is, of course, he talks about something as if it's far away. Ah, yeah, there is in Shangri-La, there is indeed a guru. So over there, there's a Yira b'makom ploni. So there's a God over there, Kach Ochelet v'Kach Shotah, Kach Metiva. These are the miracles, the miraculous cures that have taken place by drinking the waters. And Kach Merian, those who don't follow, this is what's done to them. So on. So that is the idea of hasata. Kol chayavei mitot shebat Torah. Now, the rule is about such a thing, and it's fascinating that the Gemara later on is going to see the continuation of the Mishnah as relating to the word hediot in the object, in the original sentence. And we'll see how fascinatingly that works out. But now it appears that at a simple reading of the Mishnah, naive reading of the Mishnah just has a new halach. Okay, we've finished defining who the one is Meisidah is, who is Meisidah, and now how do we deal with the dinim that are unique to the Meisid? So although it's true that Kol Chayvei Mitot Shebat Torah, any other case where there's a capital issue, we know we do our best to avoid the chiyuv, and that's V'Yitzilu Ha'edah. So the Torah goes out of its way to tell them, do whatever you can to save this guy's life. Don't really carry out capital punishment. Capital punishment was actually meant to be a statement, not a real thing. So in other words, by defining the norms in moralistic terms, it's possible for people to recognize the intensity by which such a thing is viewed. It's not as if anybody is going to be dumb enough to say, yes, I'm sleeping with my neighbor's wife because I want to get killed in court, and I do appreciate that warning. And then nobody in his right mind would ever say such a thing, and therefore we would never, ever carry out that chiyuv. But you can understand the difference in terms of your own willingness to do a sin where it's defined as a capital sin. Now, obviously, it's a completely different issue. People miss that entirely. The idea of abolishing the death penalty has nothing to do with people actually being afraid of getting caught. That has nothing to do with it at all. Because over here in the Torah, if you don't want to be caught, even if you're caught, you're not caught. You have to say, thank you for catching me and telling me this, and yes, I want you to kill me. So clearly, it's not deterrent. It's definition. A completely different issue. So the moment that you define morality downwards by explaining that it isn't really important if you sleep with your neighbor's wife, then obviously that's exactly what's going to happen. When something is defined as reprehensible and intolerable and that which we would theoretically kill someone for, it's a completely different sense of what's acceptable. It's the same idea, by the way, people think TV encourages violence. It doesn't encourage violence. It just defines morality downwards. So once this is the way people act, I will obviously act that way too because I want to, not because I need anybody to teach me to be violent. We're all violent. We're all ready to sleep with our neighbor's wives. We're ready to do anything. You know, just open up the screen and show me that it's acceptable. It's acceptable. My mind starts thinking about it. If it's unacceptable, it never even comes into my head any more than suddenly going out in the street, taking a machine gun and shooting everybody down. But once you start thinking about that kind of thing, you know, why not get angry one day? So that's the whole point over here. So normally, the Vehitzir, better watch out. No, that's the thing. You got to keep them guessing. And I once did a little experiment of that kind. And you see that people really come to appreciate the fact that anybody is capable of anything. You know, it's just that, you know, where there are norms and things are sort of acceptable patterns, you believe enough in them that it ain't going to happen. You know? But the moment you get somebody thinking, they really come to understand that it's all a house of cards. So normally we do our best to avoid any chiyuv mita. Chutz mizu. Except in this case where the Torah says specifically, do not have any rachamim on this guy. So you're not supposed to be chasalav. You're not supposed to figure out a way in which you save his life. So there's no v'yitzilu ha'edah in such a case. Then what we do is, Amar l'shnayim, in a case where he would have told two people that they should be the ones who could follow him to be Ovid of Adizora, no further hatra'ah is necessary. Hey, ne'edav, they immediately can take this guy without hatra'ah to Beit Din. Why? Because it says, lo tachmo v'lo tachaseh. So you cannot treat him with any, you don't open the well, maybe he didn't know. There's no such thing. They bring him to Beit Din and they stone him there. Certainly not. Amar li echad, if he spoke to only one person instead of to two, so now there's no witnesses. So who omer yeshli chaverim rotzim bekach? So what you should do is you say, well, I got a lot of friends who would love to hear this. We could have a little meeting. And now, of course, if the guy's smart enough to realize he's not putting himself into that kind of position, im haya arom, if he's a clever man, you've got no way to get him to speak in front of more than one person. So machminim lo edim. What you do is you hide witnesses achorei hagader on the other side of a fence. He doesn't realize that somebody's on the other side. and you tell him, now you'll notice that you have to be machmin edim, not another witness, which is interesting, because the two witnesses, we'll see this is a whole question, two witnesses have to see each other, see the same thing at the same point, so that's the Mishnah indicates over here that indeed it's necessary to have two, and you will not be mitztaref with somebody who doesn't see you watching. So you put two edim on the other side of a fence for Huo Merlo, and then you say to the guy who was the Mesit, so tell me, Emor Marsha Amarta Biyichud. Now Yichud has a double meaning. Biyichud means there's nobody here. And this is how Rashi understands it. It's not that we're referring to, we're all alone, don't worry about it. But the other sense of Biyichud is in detail. Express it to me, let me hear all the exciting things you have to say about this God in the Shangri-La. Vahala, right? Entrapment. Entrapment is the only place in the Torah where we actually entrap. Vahala Omerlo, but then you have to tell him, Vu Omerlo, which is ridiculous. Now, the question, of course, is why in the world do you have to do this? We just said that if he had spoken to two people directly, there was no need for Hatra. So why, if he's now repeating what he said in front of two witnesses, do we suddenly not need to go through this rigmarole and have him say, then if he has Haratim Choserbo, so okay, fine, or now he just saved his life. Areza Mutav. V'im omar kachi chovateinu, but if he says, no, on the contrary, this is what God wants of us. Kach yafalanu, this is what's appropriate. So then, omdimi achorei agader, mevinot alabeti v'soklinot. The other two people on the other side of the fence now become his edim. So now this doesn't make any sense. He repeats it in front of them. So the two Adam heard it. And now you have to, he still is able to be Choserbo? How can he be Choserbo? So something strange is going on. Now what's happening is like this. The truth is this a kosher hatra'ah? Where he says, how can we do such a thing? That's not a kosher hatra'ah. Hatra'ah is you have to say the Torah says you're not allowed to, this is the chiyuv of Misa. If you do such a thing, and somebody who's may see it, so this is not a hatra'ah at all. He was never matra, it's not a mita. So what happened to the original statement in the Mishnah? They are his edim, don't need any hatra'ah, take him straight to Bezdin. Why is this not the same? The difference is that one of them was entrapment. That is precisely the difference. We need him not to repeat what was said as an act of entrapment, because there the Torah never said. Someone who says something that he was entrapped to say, lo tachmal alav. We need to give him the opportunity to explain why this is right. That's on his own. Once he says, no, this is good, now he's starting to be mesit. A mesit doesn't need the hatra, because it's lo tachmo v'lo tachaseh. So at kidekach, we're very medayit. This needs to be a legal entrapment, so to speak. I can't just find out what happened, because then it wouldn't be a kosher edus to be maybe.
He doesn't lose his branding rights.
That's correct.
Why is that?
No, no. I, as the yachid who was exposed to him, I am mechuyev lo tachmo v'lo tachaseh. Therefore, I try to get him killed. But it's not going to help to have him repeat something that he said when I entrap him in front of two other people, because he's not now coming to instigate Ahasata. I am. The only time that it says to those people, the Lot Chaser, is where he is a Mesit. I have to hear him being Mesit, not repeating Ahasata. Therefore, I ask him to justify it philosophically. That's the point. I'm not talking about the Isser. So I say to him, does this make sense? How can we do such a thing? Therefore, he has to come now to explain it. That's the point of the mission. No, kachi afelano, and this is the correct thing, and God wants this, and now I already see a new act of hasatak. And he's making it attractive. He's making it morally correct. Now I can take him to Beit Yisoklinoto. Correct. This is a new act of it. I need to get him to newly be Mesit. And in the course of this, the Mishnah has meanwhile explained to us the nature of the Hasata. It's philosophical elements. It's pleasurable elements. The Kachochel, the Kachoshem, the Tiv, Miri, and so on. Ha'omer evod helech v'ya'avod, or nelech v'na'avod. So if the guy says, well, I'm going to go and I'm going to worship, or certainly if he says, well, let's go together. Hezbach, helech v'na'avod, any of the things that are mentioned in the earlier Mishnah about Avodat Kochavim, which is what? Ha'oved Avodah Zarah, Hazoveach, and so on and so forth. Each one of these Lashonos, Oved means, we said before, Kiderech Avodato. So here too, we go through each one of the Lashonos. So whatever you say, even though we're not talking about doing anything, but what you say needs to be an act of avoda. So therefore, if you say, let's go and be oved, kederach avodato, or ezbach, you say, I will go, or I think I... One is where it's in front of you, ezbach. The other one is, I'm going to go to this yira b'makom ploni, elech, ezbach. Or let's go together, v'dizaveach, or aktir, that's right in front of you. Eilech v'aktir, neilech v'aktir. Or, of course, you know, these are lashonas. Ha'oved, ha'zoveach, ha'maktir, ha'minaseach, and so on. So we'll go through each one. Anaseach, eilech v'anaseach, or neilech v'anaseach. And the last one, of course, was yishtach avoya, which is the other set of the chiyuv, eshtach aveh, eilech v'shtach aveh, neilech v'nishtach aveh. All of these are the equivalent of here, the hasata, and therefore don't require the act of the actual avodah. Nonetheless, the technicality of the act as being an act of avodah is still necessary. Therefore, we want to bring out how connected this is with those definitions on Hilchot Avodah Zarah directly. Now, you say Amisit Zehed Yod. Now, that's interesting because the implications are that if he were not a Hed Yod, the one who's doing the Hasata, let's say he were in fact a Navi, so time of the Hed Yod, but if he would be a Navi, then he would not have the dinner. He says, thus says the Lord, go and worship the Baal. So if he would say that, he would not have a din of skila and would not be included in our Mishnah. He would have the din of Nevi'im, the Chatoya Nevi'im, and the Chiyuv over there would be Chenek. And Hamesit et Hed Yod, it's only if he now victimizes the Hed Yod, which means the individual, as we spoke about in the Mishnah. But had it been a Rabim, what would have been the din? He would have had a din of a Mediach, and he would not have been included in the Chiyuv of Skila. Mashma, that had the victims been a city, then he would have been a Bechenek. But that is a big machlokas, and it appears, therefore, that the Mishnah is going Aliba to Rabbi Shimon. So Matnitin Mani Rabbi Shimon. Taking these two points into consideration, we seem to be consistent with Rabbi Shimon's opinion in the Braita, the Tanya. Navi Shidir Biskila, the Tanakama holds that even if he's not a Hed Yod, even though he's a Navi, he is still Chayev Skila. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, if he's a Navi, he's Chayev Chenek. And we're going to go through the Limudim for that later. Medichei Ir Hanidachat Biskila. Those who were the ones who now were the persuaders of the Ir Hanidachat to go off of the road to Avodah Zarah, or Chayev Skila, according to Tanakama, but Rabbi Shimon Amar Bechenek. So we have these, exactly these two issues. Is it the Navi, and is the victim a Yachid or a Rabim? That is the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon. And in both cases, our Mishnah indicates, by its choice of terms, that the Mesit needs to be Hed Yod, meaning not a Navi, and the Musat needs to be Hed Yod, meaning not a Rabbi, that it believes that Rabbi Shimon's approach is correct. Had it been the other way around, it would not have been included in the Chiyuv of Skila. And if that's the case, says the Gemara, then we got a problem, because the very next piece, it says in the Seifa, we're coming up to Ema Seifa, HaMediach, Mashenka, we're talking about Mediach, that's a continuation of our Mishnah, Ze HaOmer Nelech V'Navod Avodat Kochavim, V'Yomer Avin Amarav, Medichei Ir HaNidachat Shonu, but this is the next list in the Mishnah about Skila. You're saying that if the victim is a Tzibur, then there's no Chiyuv of Skila on the one who does the Hadachah. But the very continuation of this same Mishnah, in which you've been Medayek, that no, actually there wouldn't be a Chiyuv of Skila if the person was being made Seat was being made to the city. And then the next mission says, well, what's a Mediach? That's Chayev Skila, not Chenek, somebody who does this to a city. So do you have the same mission now? Contradicting itself. You're telling me the rage is going on with Rabbi Shimon, that if the ones that I'm speaking to are a Tzibur or a city, then I'm Chayev Chenek. And then the Seifa is saying, no, if I do that, I'm also Chayev Skila, which is Rabbanan, all in the same mission. How does that work out? Ravina says, well, clearly, I mean, it's obvious that the second part of the Mishnah is directly addressing the case. There's no way to avoid that. It's saying there's a Chiyuv Skila on Hadocha V'Rabim. Fine. So now what we need to look at is the Reisha, because we've obviously misunderstood the implications. There it didn't say Beferish. And therefore, what it must mean is that it's actually Kula Rabbanan. The whole thing is going according to Rabbanan. You'll say, so why not just say that there's the din, whether it's a Yachid or a Rabim. Now, the point is that we want to construct the Mishnah as a lozu avzu. In other words, even if, let's start easy, you've got a single victim, he's a Yachid, he's a Hed Yod, I may see that I Hed Yod. So we're talking about that is also a Chiyuv of Skila. That's the point. So that we have both things mentioned. We didn't mean exclusively. We mean the exclusive chiyuv is on this. We mean even in the case that Rabbi Shimon holds is considered to be not a chiyuv, that too is included in the fee of skila. That's the point. So the Tana often does that. You'll take a look at something, everybody's made of it, a yachid, that's a bediyak, a yachid is a fee of skila. Fine, that's the Macy. But the truth is, even if it's a rabbi. So that's lozu, avzu, because we're going alibad rabbonin, and not alibad rabishim. That's the point. Of course, this does not address the other issue. Remember, there were two things in the mission that were alibad rabishim. One is head yod velo navi. We haven't talked about that. The other is head yod as the object of the verb of hasata, velo rabim. So we're only talking about the second one. How do you explain the fact that the other diak in the Mishnah was also Rabbi Shimon? So Rav Papa, he addresses the other one. So Ravina has explained now, it could be Kula Rabbanan in terms of the Rabbim or the Yochid, says Rav Papa, and when it says the Mesit Zehedyot, it doesn't mean Zehedyot and not a Navi. It means a Hedyot that we couldn't care less about the rotten guy. He's a nothing, he's a Hedyot. The, what is that doing? That's introducing the next piece of the Mishnah about Hachmana. That's the point. Since this is a person whose life doesn't matter to us, so Hachmana, that will entrap him, and that is based on the Torah's words, lo tachmo v'lo tachase alav. What the Hedyot means is that the Torah has turned this person into an insignificant individual. So even though normally we're so careful of a human life, even if he is a murderer and what the lowest of the low, but a mesit, zehedyot. In what sense? Achmana. So the Torah is telling us by definition, someone who's oisik in this doesn't have a life worth saving. But it's not coming to discuss hedyot as opposed to navi. And anyway, the word hedyot is really used here as a play on words. Because even if you understood it the way we originally understood it, it's weird. The first hedyot is referring to his status, as opposed to being a navi the way we thought, alibi the Rabbi Shimon, the first interpretation. And the second hedyot is the object, was referring to yachid velo rabim. If we call it hedyot, it's weird. I mean, one has nothing to do with the other. So if we're changing now the meaning of the hedyot to mean something it doesn't usually mean, hedyot meaning a total idiot, we would say it in English. Hedyot, total idiot. Okay, so it's also no different in terms of how strange it is to use that word as the word lafuke rabim. Okay, we're obviously using a play on words. Reminds me of this amazing, what things used to be. So the Rambam has this, one of the things the Rambam says about the nature of Lashon HaKodesh. Why is it called Lashon HaKodesh? Because you cannot say anything impure in Lashon HaKodesh. So when my father Zatzal came here, this is like 45 years ago, and he's talking to some of my young cousins. This is very sweet. Here's this girl, she's like 10 years old, and he's says to her, and he wants to see, now you have Hebrew as a spoken language, you know. Okay, spoken language has got to be slang to say something filthy, you know. So he sits her down, he says, come on, tell me, how do you curse? I'm embarrassed, he says, I can't. No, come on, it's really very important. Like, what would you say to somebody who is, you want to say the absolutely worst thing you can say? Come on, no, I can't tell you, I can't. Please, it's important, it's different Torah, I've been waiting for this minute. Okay, here goes. And she screws up her face and she says, Hedyot. But that's mamish based on this Gemara. The Gemara says, that's what we're saying about the guy. He's an idiot. The case over here, therefore, Tanez Rav Papa, is we're not interested in contrasting this with Navi. What we want to do is drive you absolutely bananas to make you think it's Rabbi Shimon and then force you to note that there are different ways of understanding the nature of the Mishnah. D'tanya, and that indeed, as the Braita continues to point out, the same thing. V'shar kol chayavei mitot shebetorah ein machminim alayem chutz miza. Ketzer osin lo. And the Braita indeed gives you another example. You could turn on the lights inside, leave the lights off outside. See, he can't see what's going on. The witnesses can see him and can hear him. So madvikin lo etaner b'bayit ha'pnimi, moshivim lo edim b'bayit ha'chitzon, kitei shiu hein ro'in oto v'shomin et kolo, but hu eino ro'e otam. So he thinks he's alone. And then the original guy to whom he spoke says, v'hala omer lo, okay, so now I'm more b'ma shamartali, and we're all alone, b'yichud, or in detail. V'hu omer lo, and then you respond, v'hala omer lo, what? How can we do that? Ech daniach et Eloheinu shebashamayim v'na'avon avodat kochavim im chozer bo mutav v'im amar kach yichovateinu v'kach yafeh lanu ha'edim sheshamim b'chutz mevin oto lebedin v'soklin oto. So again, it's beautifully, beautifully constructed to indicate that we're not really talking about chazara. Because wait, we meant chazara, you're right. It doesn't mean you're right. It means if he doesn't continue and create now the new hasata, that's the point. Because otherwise, we should steer it. First, you say chozer bo mutav. And if he doesn't chozer bo, so apparently you could rely on that. No, And only then would there be a new act of asata. Now the censor took out the following piece of the Gemara. V'chein asu leben savta blud. This hachmana is what they did to Yoshke, but they're giving him the name ben savta. We'll see why in lud. V'tol'u be'erev ha-pesach. They didn't let him get to no Last Suppers. They got rid of him on erev Pesach. Ben Satata. He wasn't the son of Satata. He was the son of Pandirahu. Omer of Chista, hold on. I mean, remember, he was a bastard. So Satata was the Baal, but the Boel was Pandira. So if you want to talk about, well, wait a second. The Baal, wasn't that Papus Ben Yehudu? Sorry, his mother, Imo, was Satata. His mother was Satata. I thought his mother was Mary Magdalena. Because the Gemara, it's very interesting because the Christians view this very Mary Magdalena, which comes from this word. The Gemara has Miriam, which of course they translate as Mary. Miriam Migdala Sa'ari Danashi. So Migdala does not mean from the town of Migdal in the Gemara, nor does it mean, as some of the Christian scholars, Magdalena Gedgatlus. She was such a great woman. It means she was a hairdresser. So it's Migdalet. So she would build up women's hair. She was a hairdresser. So this Miriam Magadla, who indeed in some versions, it's a whole tremendous machlokas, whether she was the Gedela HaTalmidim, and Yoshka had this love affair with her, according to some of the banned gospels, she actually had a kid from Yoshka, or whether she was this prostitute that washed Yoshka's feet, and he was mechaper on her, and so on. But in any event, the Gemara sees her and Mary as being one and the same person, some low-class hairdresser, who now had a love affair with this guy. The real name of his mother, Miriam Begadlan Nashiavi. Yeah. The word Sarata isn't a real name. Sarata is also just, it's an acronym. Satat da mi ba'ala, meaning this woman slept with someone other than her husband. So she is indeed the prostitute, Miriam Begadlan. Continues the Halakha Mishnah, we've already seen this, the Sefer. The other cases could have included the word plural, nelech v'na'avod, meaning you and me. But over here, it has to be referring specifically to the rabbin, and therefore we're stressing the difference between the yachid and the rabbin. The next case we had in the opening list of Chiyavei Skila was Mechashef. Now, when it comes to Mechashef, the Mechashef who is Oseh Maaseh, so if he actually does the act of Kishuv, so then he would be Chayev. But if he only does sleight of hand, makes it appear, or he plays with your perceptions in some way, Ochezet Einayim, he is in control of your eyes, and makes it appear to your brain as if you have witnessed an act of Kishuv, then he is not Chayev. Rabbi Akiva Omer Mishum Rabbi Yoshua, you could have Shnayim Loktin Kishuin. The way that it's an example that Rabbi Yoshua is bringing. So you can have two people who are on 60 Minutes to show the latest technology of Kishuv. They both are sitting there in front of the cameras. Watch me bring cucumbers out of my hat. Cucumbers. Yeah, well, rabbits is old stuff. This is new technology. So they both walk into this field of cucumbers, and they both manage to get all the cucumbers together. One of them is wearing this little fancy hat with an umbrella, and she says, so she brings the cucumbers together. Now you have two people that appear to do exactly the same thing, but one of them is located patur, one of them is located chayav. And what is the difference? You got to know what you're looking at, baby. Oseh maaseh chayav, ochezet ha'inayim patur. Om Rav Yud Om Rav, Medichei Ir HaNidachat Shanukan. What we're talking about, as we mentioned earlier, that the lashon of the rabbin that is used is to make it clear to me that when we talk about Mediach, the difference is that he's talking to the ear, and not to a hedyot, not to a yachid. HaMachashef Zeh HaOseh Maaseh. Tana Rabbana. When it says in the Pasuk, Machashefa Lotachav, it says it in a feminine form. The truth is, Echad HaIsh VeEchad HaIsha, and the proof of that is the fact that all of the other specific Mechashvim, such as Oviadoni or whatever else we list there, it never mentions anything about women. So why in the world in that particular case when it comes to Machashefa, it clearly is not going to tell me that only a woman is Chayevet. It's they sharov nashim mitziot bikshafin. It's because there's something attractive about magical thinking to women. That's the point. So they love to walk around with these red strings. So now that's the only reason that says mechashifa. Mitatan b'ma. What is the chiyev? So Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, well, it's very clear, isn't it? I mean, it says lo techayet. Now, what is lo techayet? Where do we find that language? That exact language? I'll tell you where. It says mechashifa lo techayet. And in the milchamot of Eretz Yisrael, it says lo techayet kol neshama. So apparently, that is the makar of how it is we're to view lo techayet. Now, that what is the din there when you're going to war? Mal alam besayef. I mean, war is basically, it says beferish, lefichorev. I mean, in some of the wars that are recorded, the Sikon Va'og, it says vayakeo Yisrael lefichorev. So obviously, the way in which one carries out the lo techayet is with a sayef. Afkan besayef. And that would mean that the machashefa is chayevet in sayef. Rabbi Akiva Omer, nope. Ne'emar kan machashefa lo techayet. Ne'emar la'alan, meaning by Har Sinai, where there it says lo tiga boyad, ki sakol yisakelo yoroi arena. That means skila. And it says over there, im ish lo, im beimayim ish lo yichyeh. So that is the same language. Lo techayet, lo yichyeh, will not be allowed to live. And it says beferish sakol yisakel. So that means that actually the chiyev would be skila. Mala halan on Har Sinai it's biskila, Afkan it's biskila. Omar lo Rabbi Yossi, come on man, what does it make more sense to learn from? Lo techayeh from lo techayeh? Or lo techayeh from lo yichyeh? I mean, you're learning from something that's vaguely similar. I'm taking the exact words. So, ani danti lo techayeh mi lo techayeh. And you're coming along and arguing with me on the basis of lo techayeh from im ish, im beimayim ish lo yichyeh, mi lo yichyeh? Omar lo Rabbi Akiva, well, let's think about this now. Ani danti Yisrael mi Yisrael. Look, where do you want to learn that din of defining which mita? Well, you have options, right? You got four mitot, and the Torah is going to go out of its way to say, this is the one. You go to the dinim of milchama im ha'akum, where we never found anything but, as we said, kol mita ha'nemra ben noach is always sayef. So how do you look at that pasuk as telling me the choice mita? There's no choice. There's just mita. That's what mita is when you're talking about milchama here. Therefore, it's a totally wrong context. I don't care if the words make more sense. You can't learn out of there. So ani danti Yisrael mi Yisrael shiriba ben ha'katuv mitot harbe. V'ata danti Yisrael mi odei kochavim shalo riba ben ha'katuv Ella mita achat, which is sayef, and therefore this cannot be the makor of choosing sayef amidst the other mitot. Then Azai Omer, Ben Azai says, look, it's very clear. It says bechashefa lo techayeh, right up against the pasuk kol shochevi meimamot yumad. Now, what is the point of that juxtaposition? Very strange juxtaposition. They tell me some chuinyan lo to put the two together and to give me the din of which mitah. Just like the shochev im behema is beskila, af mechashef is beskila. And of course, Rabbi Yehuda, who doesn't hold that we darshan simuchim in this way, other than in Dvorim. So Rabbi Yehuda says to him, well now, you're very free and easy about stoning, are you? I'll tell you one thing, Monty Python will have a ball with this. So because we find the two psukim next to each other, so now you're going to go and take somebody out to stone him. Ah, come on, man. There's got to be a better reason than that. The reason is that, look, if you take a look at the rule, there's a rule that's a dover ha-shahoya bichlal, v'yatza menachlal, lo lo meid al atzmo, yatza el lo meid al kol ha-klal kulo yatza. Well, if you just have a klal called michashvin, the guys that do magic junk, all right? So Ovi Yedoni is one of these guys. So Ovi Yedoni bichlal michashvin hayu. And yet the Torah mentions them uniquely. Lama yatzu, lakish aleihem, velomar lacha ma Ovi Yedoni biskila. This is remarkable because it's now the third way that Ovi and Yedoni have taught the dinim of skila. So we've had the Motyub 2, we've had the Demeyem Bam, and now we have the Somchuinian Law, and all of them. Oh, Viadoni is the fourth way, rather. No, it's the third way. So because that's, I said the wrong word. Not Somchuinian Law, the Yotzim Nakhal. So in three different ways, Oh, Viadoni has taught us Dinim of Skila. So Veloma Yatsu, Lakish Aliyam. Veloma Lacha Ma, Oh, Viadoni, Biskila, as it says, Beferz Yirgamu. Af Mechashif, Biskila. So wait, hold on a second. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, huh? Now we have two cases, if that's it, of Shnei Ketuvim Haba'im Ke'achad. Because why don't we just have either Ov or Yedoni? Now, isn't there a rule that if you have Shnei Ketuvim Haba'im Ke'achad, you bedafka don't learn out of them? Because if the Torah wanted you to learn out of them, then why did it give you two? If you're learning out, then one obviously was sufficient to learn out. Must be that these are meant to be seen as unique. There are, however, two Yotzei Min HaKlal. So if they're Yotzei Min HaKlal, they were Lamed Al HaKlal. Come on, stupid. If I wanted to be Lamed Al HaKlal, what did I need two? So therefore, you can't use ever two to be a Yotzei Min HaKlal. And therefore, they truly are Yotzei Min HaKlal in the simple sense. These are the only two cases of Mechashrim that are B'Skila, and the rest are not B'Skila. So if anything, we should learn from here that Davka of Yedoni is B'Skila. V'chor Shnei Ketuvim Haba'im Ke'achad Ein Melamdim. Amra of Zechaya Ada Amra. This clearly says Zotomeret. Kasava Rabbi Yehuda Shnei Ketuvim Haba'im Ke'achad Melamdim. He apparently does not hold of the klal of Shnei Ketuvim Haba'im Ke'achad. Remarkable. Oma, and of course this is what we refer to, Ulamandi Oma Shnei Ketuvim Haba'im Ke'achad Melamdi Ma'ikal Meimar, very often in Shas. This is the makor for the fact that Shnei Ketuvim Haba'im Ke'achad can also be Melamdim. Amra Yochanan. Lama nikra shaman kishafim. What do we really mean with the word kishafim? What we mean is it's a note shrinker. Shemakrishin pamalya shel ma'ala. That's kish. No tricon. It's like a use of a combined form of words, and it's like NATO. You know, so mekashvim, makrishin pamalya shamal. It's a remez that this whole idea is not to follow the rules. In other words, God creates a world that has natural order and things make sense and there's cause and effect, and this guy goes out of the rules. And we mentioned earlier that that's the deeper connection between the Mechashefa lo techayeh kol shechayvim beimamot yumat, which is why the only time that we have a real Mechashef from the Torah, we bring out the fact that he sleeps with his animal, as if the two things are interrelated. And indeed, if you look back into the makor of the structure of nature, which is linked to human perception, it deals with sleeping with animals. Adam discovers language, which is the ultimate seder in his mind of what things really are, by sleeping with animals, giving them names. And it's become now the description of the nature of a reality. Someone who leaves that structure is makrishin pamalya shamala, but will also end up sleeping with animals for the same reason. So it's a different view of the way, or a chaotic view, which is the idea of the rega of Bilam, who refuses to accept any particular structure. So that each thing is deconstructed, and you take it for what you want. So therefore, they call them the kishuf. However, that doesn't mean that they're not an alternative reality. In other words, when you say makrish v'maya shamala, it's not chas for shalom, as that there's two kohot in the world, one in which is God oriented and one in which God doesn't have a role to play. Ein od milvado. The truth is, as Rabbi Hanina says, ein od milvado means afilu ledvar kshafim. Obviously, you are utilizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon in an alternative mode of affecting reality. So it may well be that you're right. This guy was not meant on the way we would normally have viewed things to be killed. But, you know, if you live in a place where the government controls you with black magic and Papa Docs and stuff like that, so then this becomes now the mode in which people relate to things. You feel it about Shafi. And in fact, it was a case of Ayitita, there was this woman, she was trying to gather some dirt that Rabbi Hanina had stepped on, because that was one of the things they used to use. You needed something, you know, like some DNA markers. So if he was walking over there, she figured she'd get a little, you know, piece of skin from his feet and use that and then get his genome and then play with him. That's what they used. That was very fast. And nowadays, it still takes the latest technology, you know, it still takes half an hour. But these ladies were fast. And so she was trying to get a little bit of this off. They used to take a snap of hair, same thing they do today now. No, so he said to her, "Hey, Mistayat Zilia Vidi, if you manage to do something, go right ahead in Od Milvadoktiv. You know, if I end up getting killed by your nonsense, it's because God has decided that I should die. And I accept that on myself. This is how Rashi learns. And otherwise, nothing will happen to me anyway. Now, if this is the correct shot, Rashi's pshat, as opposed to, go ahead, try. You'll see that it doesn't make any difference. It's a completely different approach. And then it's a remarkable statement, because if somebody was attempting to shoot you, and you would say, go ahead, and you deserve to be shot, you'd say, ain't on the Bullets can never affect men. It's the most insane statement imaginable. So then what it would mean, I'll leave it to Rashi, is that the point of Kshafim is that it's more deeply connected to the Enod Milvado than cause and effect in the mechanical world, so to speak, in the macrocosm is. That's what it would be saying. So he's saying what appears to be Mechashvim in Makhishib Bamaya Shomala is only offering a modality for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expression of his Ratzon directly. Therefore, go right ahead. If this is what the Gezeirah Min HaShamayim is, so then I'm a Kabbalah on myself, which is unbelievable, because it's the exact opposite of what you originally understood as the Mekhishah Famaya Shamala. That's why there are others who learn it. I mean, it can't mean that. It must mean, you know, it's not going to work, because I am certainly not meant to die al yadeich, and you know, that type of thing. So that it isn't really able to affect anything. Any? I don't get it. Is that true? Yeah, it's true if you're sure about yourself. Shani Rabbi Chanina, the Nafish Zechute. Rabbi Chanina knew that he has tremendous sriyot. Omre Baiba, Bar Nagri, Omre Pchi Bar Abba. You'll note that in Mitzrayim, we find a subtle difference between what it is that the Chachamim and the Mechashvim, the Chartumei Mitzrayim, did. Sometimes it says, Vayasu chen Chartumei Mitzrayim, bilatehem. And sometimes it says, Vayasu gamem bilahatehem. Now, there's a difference between those two words, because even though they may sound very similar, balat means quietly, without people noticing. That means that you would secretly do something. Lahat implies the exact opposite. It means something explosive and something that's very, very sharp and evident, right? So they really are two very, very different things. The latayim refers to maaseh shedim. So over there, shedim are not visible. They're things that people... So they try to get things done by getting shedim to do things for them. But belahatayim is, in fact, the use of an energy, which is maaseh kshafim, as it says, lahat acherav hamitapechet. Now, the lahat acherav hamitapechet was not al yedei shedim. It means something that was energized by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do something by itself. So this cherev, now, to protect Gan Eden, the Derech Etz HaChayim, was empowered to be a moving sword. That doesn't mean there was a shade there that was moving it. So now that's part of the deeper Enod Milvado elements. There are other energies that can be utilized, but it has nothing to do with Shedim. So clearly we're talking about two different things. Amar Abaye, if you want to know what, I mean, people that are kapit amana, somebody's doing kishuv, and he needs some type of instrument. If he needs an instrument, it's a mode of dealing with shedim. But if he's not kapit amana, then he's utilizing internal energies of something, and that's kshafim. Amar Abaye, ilchot kshafim ki ilchot shabbat. When we talk about kshafim, it's very similar to the dinim of Shabbos. You have melachot, that are complete melachot, which is a chiyuv skila. You have Yisuri Darabonin, which is called Yisuri Shvut, which we say is osir, but it's pater. We use the word patur, meaning you're not supposed to do that, but you're not going to be chiyuv skila. And then we have things that are mutar lechatchila, for particular reasons. Maybe somebody's in tzar, maybe it's more so on. When we talk about mutar, it means even lechatchila. Under the circumstances, you can do this. So let's say, ha'oseh ma'aseh, we said before, that's beskila. Ha'ochezet einayim is not chayv skila, it's pater from skila, nonetheless it's aser. And then we have cases which is mutar lechatchila, which appear to be kshafim, namely the utilization, kabbalistically, of the energies that are the mechashvim attempt to utilize. And here you're Isaac and Sefer Yetzirah, and we just had this. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Oshaya, were called Male Shabbat Ve'aski V'Ilchot Yetzirah. So there they were dealing directly with Ilchot Yetzirah. And so they, just like it used to be, that alchemy was part transmutation of elements, was part of the whole idea of Kishur. That's what these people would look for, right? But out of alchemy really grew the whole science of chemistry, which ultimately provided a way for true transmutation of elements, which was utilizing the kochot of real Yetzirah, which is directly affecting nuclear structure, in which you can make anything. So here they were Osek and Ilchot Yetzirah, and they were, as we said before, they figured we might as well have something good to eat for Shabbos. And so they used to go ahead and they created the Zigla Tilta. And that was fine. Mirli Igla Tilta. That became their Shabbos Suda. So isn't that Kishuv? You're not Osir except Derech Kishuv, not Derech Science. So it doesn't matter if a Mechashiv would have access to things in a magical way without having the slightest idea really of what type of Seder this is coming from. Amar Rav Ashi, I actually saw a Avua de Karna, who was a famous magician. This guy was amazing. He would sneeze, the Nuffits, and right out of his nose, he would pull, of course, this is a very common trick, Vashadi Krikh de Shiroi, he would pull out a whole beautiful jacket made out of fine. This is like one of the favorite tricks, right? The guy opens his mouth, pulls out an entire Krikh de Shiroi. Yeah, well, nowadays it wouldn't look very nice to pull out of your nostrils, so they use the mouth. So what caused the Khartoumim to suddenly up and fess up to the fact that they can't do this? What is an Etzba Elohim? Because what happened is that once you're dealing with something that is smaller than a shear that they're able to deal with, namely kinim, they couldn't deal with it. And that teaches us that mikanch ina shed yachol livrot biriyah pachot mikiseora. The smallest thing, we know that that's the smallest size of the shratzim, so that's something that's the size of a seora, that they can create, but they can't bring into being something the size of a kina, a louse. Rav Papa Amar, don't be ridiculous, Elohim, come off it, create. They couldn't create anything. Even something as gross as a camel that they couldn't create. That's the point. Larger things, they have a way of collecting them from somewhere else. A kina doesn't respond to collection, that's all. So they're not able to show it as if they created it.
Doesn't respond to collection?
Yeah. Omele Rav Rebchia, I saw a guy. Lididicha, I saw this Arab, Ahitaya. The Shakbe Lesafsire took a sword, this of course is also a very common trick done on stage all the time. The guy de le gamla, and I cut up his camel. And the Vitarafle Betabla, and then he uses his little bell and goes ding ding, and the camel gets up, Vikam. That's like very simple nowadays, right? Omar Le, Surapriya said to him, that's really what you saw, huh? And tell me something, when you looked on the floor, it was all covered with blood and intestinal contents, right? Come on, don't be silly. So Labata Achi, so after that you saw a bunch of Dam Uparta all over the stage, huh? The Avoy. So what you watched, obviously, was Achizate Night. You watched Sleight of Hand. That's all that you watched. Silly. I saw a camel being cut up, right? Yeah, it was a very pretty camel, wasn't it? Ze'iri, Iklal Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim. Of course, Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim is used as the place of Kishuf, as Rashi talks about. You know, what? You're bringing Kishuf into Mitzrayim? We're like, this is all we live off of in this place. So Ze'iri was a tourist, comes to Alexandria, and he figures he'll buy some old rent-a-car so he finds a chamor for sale. He buys a chamor, and then it's time to give the chamor a little drink. Now the problem is, once anything that's been made with kishuf is exposed to water, it washes away all of the achizat enayim. And so when he comes now to give it some water, he's amatalashke yemaya, posha vekam gabla du skinita. He suddenly discovers that his chamor is nothing but a piece of old wood that had been collected from some broken bridge or something. And he was furious. He goes back to the sellers. And he says, what kind of business is this? I want my money back. I said to him, well, I'll tell you something. If you wouldn't be a great man, Ze'iriyat, we would not give you your money back. Because if you're stupid enough to buy something in this town without checking out what it is, then there's a sucker born every moment and we don't give money back to suckers. But all right, you got somebody dumb enough? I mean, that's the first thing they write in all the tourist books. You know, don't rent a car unless you first go to the gas station. Yanai uklala ueshpiza. Now, but this is, our gear still doesn't have Yanai. There are some places that have Rev Yanai, which is unlikely because over here he actually ends up doing Kishuf, which Lachora would be also, even under the circumstances. So this guy Yanai comes to this hotel. It's actually ueshpiza, is a bread and breakfast. You know. So he comes to this ueshpiza, and Amalo Ashkayan, Maya asks for a drink of water. And so they go ahead, and they're krivu shatita, they bring him this shatita. Shatita is where you mix some type of grain or kidneys in a drink. So they, they make him up a malta drink. That's supposed to be a beer. Echaz, so he sees that as the bartender is bringing him the beer, kumarakshin sifvata, that her lips are moving. She's making a bracha on this beer. So he figures it's some kind of kishuf, and he takes a little bit and surreptitiously pours out a bit under the table, and it turns into scorpions. I ain't drinking that. So he pours out the whole thing when she isn't looking. And then he says, that was great. Absolutely fantastic. As you see, I know how to handle your stuff. So now how about you taking a little drink from me? So he gives her a drink, and she turns into a donkey. So he rides her into the market. So Rachva, Solik Lashuka, and there he is riding around the marketplace on his new donkey. Ata Chaverta, but a friend of hers comes along and notices, my goodness, this donkey bears a remarkable resemblance to my donkey-faced friend. So that's the old Pinocchio, you know, the way they did that in Disney. Still looks sort of the same. So Pashralaza, she now releases her from the spell. And now everybody sees Yanai riding a woman. He's riding this woman in the middle of the marketplace. Vatal Hatzvardea, once we're talking about the weird things that happen in Mitzrayim. And so the frog came out. Vatchaz teretz Mitzrayim. How does a frog cover the land of Egypt? Well, it was one frog. It's Tzvardea Achat Haita. And then it had so many little baby froggies that he shritzau mil'akol Eretz Mitzrayim. But one frog filled up the whole Eretz Mitzrayim. Actually, it's Tzvachor Gistanoim, it's annoying. Rabbi Akiva says it was one Tzvardea, umalakol Eretz Mitzrayim. Omarlo Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Akiva. You should keep your nose out of things you don't know anything about, and you're not really very good at Agadat. Go learn Negoyim and all those, you know. Malach Eitzel Agada. Klamid Bardo Techa Valech Eitzel Negoyim V'Alot, where you know what you're talking about. It was a Tzvardea Achat, but it wasn't that it populated all Eretz Mitzrayim. Shark Kalehem, it gave them a special froggy whistle. Vehim Bo, they gathered together from all over the world to come and to do their job. Hamesit Zehediot, Vehamesit Eta Hediot. Omar, yesh yirah b'makom ploni, kach ochelet, kach shota, kach metiva, kach meria. That's asata. Kol chayavei mitot shebatorah, ein machminin alayhem chutz mizo. And what happens? So if Omar l'shtayim directly, heine davu mivinoto lebetin v'sok linoto. But if Omar l'achad, so here's hachmana. Hu omer, yesh li chaverim rotzim bekach. Now, if the guy is aron, v'ne yechol adaber b'fneim, so then, machminim lo edim achorei hagader, v'hu omer lo, we're all alone, amor mar sha'amar tabiichud, v'halo omer lo, v'hu omer lo, ech la niechet Eloheinu shebashamayim, v'nelech v'na'avod etzim v'avanim, se'im chozer bo ariz mutar, v'im omar, kach yikovatenu, kach yafe lanu, ha'omdim yachorei hagader, me'edim ato nabedit v'saklin ato. Ha'omer e'vod, or e'lech ve'avod, or ne'lech ve'na'avod, or ezvach, e'lech ve'ezvach, ne'lech ve'nezaveach, aktir, e'lech ve'aktir, ne'lech ve'naktir, anasech, e'lech ve'anasech, ne'lech ve'ninasech, eshtachaveh, e'lech ve'eshtachaveh, ne'lech ve'nishtachaveh, are all l'shonot v'asata. Ha'meisit zehediot, that's interesting. So in other words, ta'ima de'ediot, but if he was a navi, b'chenek. And Hamesit Tediot Taima that it's only a Yachid. Had it been a Rabbi, it would be Bechenek. Aha! So from 2 points, Matitin Mani Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya Navi Shidir Beskila Rabbi Shimon or Bechenek. Medichirani Nachat Beskila Rabbi Shimon or Bechenek. Problem is Ema Seifa Hamidia Zeha Omer Nedech Venavad Avadat Kochavim. We Omer Rabbi Omer Rab Medichiei Ir Hanidachat Shanu. That's Atul Rabbanan. Reisha Rabbi Shimon v'Sefer Rabbanan. Ravina Amar, well, Be'echrech Kula Rabbanani, v'lozo avzor katani. Rav Papa Amar, ki katani meisit zehediot, the other diak, is a reference to him being an idiot. And it's lachmana. Tatani v'sharko chayvei mitot shebatorah, ein bach binin aleyem chutz mizo. Ketzad osin lo, madlikin lo atanera bebayit apnimi, v'shiv lo edim bebayit achitzon. Kedei shiuhein ro'in oto, v'shonin ha'kolo, u'in oro e'otam. V'halo omer lo, emor ma sh'amarta li b'yichud, v'u omer lo, v'halo omer lo, heich naniach et elokeinu sh'bashamayim, v'na'avod avodat kochavim, im chozer bo mutav, im omar kach ikovatenu, kach yofa lanu, ha'idim sh'shomim mibachutz, me'ivin oto lo beitit v'soklin oto, v'chein atzu leven tzatta b'lod, v'talu v'erav ha'pes, ben tzatta, ben pandirahu. Omer chista, well, ba'al tzatta, bo'al pandira. Baal, Papa's Ben Yehuda. Ela ima imo satta. Imo, Miriam Megadla Nashihavi. Kediyame Bupumpetita. Satta means satat da mi ba'ala. Hamidiach zehomer nelech v'navod avadat kochavim. Hamechashev haosem asechayav loch izetainai. Rabbi Akiva omer mishum Rabbi Yoshua. Shnayim lotim kishuin. Echad loke patur, echad loke chayav. Haosem asechayav. Och izetainayim patur. Omrev Yiram Rab Midichei Irani Dachat Shanukan. Hamachashiv Zeh Oseh Maasetan Rabbana. Mechashifa Echad Eish Vechad Eisha. Im Kein Ma Talmud Lomar Machashifa. Mivdei Sherov Nashim Mitzuyot Bikshafim. Mitatan Bema, Rabbi Yezeg Lino Amar Nehrma, Kan Machashifa Lo Techaye, Venehrma Alan Lo Techaye Kol Neshama, Mala Alan Besayif, Afkan Besayif Rabbi Akiva Omer, Nehrma Kan Machashifa Lo Techaye, Venehrma Alan Im Beima Im Ish Lo Yichye, Mala Alan Biskila, as it says, Os Sako Yisakelo Yoro Yore, Afkan Biskila, Omer Lo Rabbi Yossi, I mean, who's more reasonable? Ani Danti Lo Techaye Mi Lo Techaye, Vata Danta Lo Techaye Mi Lo Yichye. Omla Rabbi Akiva, oh, that's very nice, but ani danti Yisrael mi Yisrael, where you could say shiribabem nakatubi tot arbe, and we're selecting skila. But ata danti Yisrael b'avdei kochavim shalori babem nakatub elamita achat, and we're not selecting anything. Ben azay omer neemar machshefalo techaye, followed by koshechayvim beimamot yumat. Obviously, some chuinyano mashechayvim beimam beskila. Ach, mechashef beskila. Omalo Rabbi Yehuda v'chini bleisha samchu in yamlo notziva ze beskila. Ela, the real makor is that ov v'yid'ondi b'chlo mechashvim hayu. V'lo me yatsu la kish aleyem. V'lo mar lacha, ma ov v'yid'ondi beskila, ach mechashef beskila. And the Rabbi Yehuda nami levi ov v'yid'ondi shnei ktuvim abayim kechad. V'chol shnei ktuvim abayim kechad ein noamdim. Omar Rabbi Zechariah, Ada Amra, Kasav Rabbi Yerushek to Rabban Kechad, indeed Milamdin. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Lama Nikrishman Kishafin, Shemakachishin, Pamaya Shamala. Eno Novado Amre Bechanina, Philodvark Shafim. Ayit Tadavi Kamahadal, Mishkal Afra, Mituti Karadu Rabbi Hanina. Omar, yeah, go right ahead. Imistayad Zileyavide. Eno Novado Ktiv. Any Vam Rabbi Yochanan, Lama Nikrishman Kishafim, Shemakachishin, Pamaya Shamala. Shani Rabbi Chanina Nafish Zechute. Om Rabbi Abba Barnagra, Om Rabbi Baraba, Belatehen is Maaseh Shedim, Belahatehen Elu Maaseh Kshafim. V'kenu Omer, et Lahat HaKarava Metapechet. Om Rabbi, the Kepet Amona is dealing with Shedim. The low Kepet Amona is dealing with Kshafim. Om Rabbi, Yelchot Kshafim Kelchot Shabbat. Yesh Vem Beskila, Yesh Vem Patur Avol Asur, V'yesh Vem Motel Lechatchila. Oseh Maaseh Beskila, Ochezit Einayim Patur Avol Asur. Motel Lechatchila would be like Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Oshai, Koma Shabbat of Aski Bilchot Yitzira, Umrivelig Latil Tave Achmele, Omre Vashi, Hazinole Lavu, the kind of nothing, the Sadi Krika, the Shiroim and Akire. Vilmruach Artumim al Paro, it's Bailo Yimi, Omre Velazabikan, Sheina Shed Yaholi wrote Biria, Pachot Mikisora, such as a kina. Papa, no, what are you talking about? Liv wrote Elohim, Afiluke Gamlan, Amilamazi Bori. I'm machnivle vaylo machnivle. Amale ravler vichile. Did he chazir eutaya? The shakle the savsira vegadi the gamla, and then tarifle betavla vekam. Amale, yeah, right. And labotar haki damu parta miavoi. Ayachizat einayim avi. Zeiri iklal Alexander shomitzrayim zaman chamra, and kimata lashkiyuma heposha vekam gamla duskinita. Amale, when he wanted his money back. He loves Ziri at Love and Madrin Locha. You gotta be nuts. Meika the Zami Miriach with a body clay Maya? Yana Ikla Loish Piza, Murlo Ashkan Maya, Kribushatita, Chazat Kamarach and Sifata. So shut up for the minute, just check it out. Vahaviak Ravit. Omarlohu, after pouring the rest out, well, Anashatoi Miditru, Ato Namish to Midi, Ashkaya Avichamra. Roch was solid to shuka, at a verto pashrola, chazid avic a rochi, vikaya yit to beshuka. Vatala tzvardeya vatkhasit eretz mitzrayim. Omer Rabbi Elazar, tzvardeya achat hayta, hishritzu melakol eretz mitzrayim. Kitanoi, Rav Papa, omer tzvardeya achat hayta, umil at kol eretz mitzrayim. Omer lo, Rabbi Elazar, menazeh Akiva, malachitzu lagada, kalach midibrotecha, velechitzu negoim vahalot, tzvardeya achat hayta, sharkala hem vehim bau.